Terrace Talk on Radio Kerry, Mondays from 6 to 8 p.m.
Now, as some seasons open up, some seasons come to a close, and we're talking about Score, of course, and I was absolutely delighted a couple of weekends ago, maybe only 2 weeks ago now, two Saturdays ago, obviously, to head up to the Tintawn Theatre to watch the Score na Báistí, and of course the Score Scene Show was on as well, and it kind of brings an end to the domestic season for some of them, and some fantastic events as well. And we thought we'd open the door this evening to Terrace Talk to some of the absolutely fantastic talent in this field as well, and it's a huge county sport as well. Well, in a sense, it is a sport. We'll call it a sport. It is a sport. There's plenty of clubs and there's plenty of action going on. And we'll talk to some of the winners as well. But delighted to welcome Susanna Lera, Christy Killeen, Tomás O'Hanafin, and PJ even. God, I'm going to say JP McManus, but it's hardly JP McManus, is it? PJ Mulville. All very welcome this evening. Tomás, first of all, as the, I suppose, the highest ranking officer of the board here. it was an incredible final. It was a fantastic day. It was an exceptionally long day. But everybody that I spoke to was absolutely delighted. Fantastic entertainment. And sure, you can't do more than that.
This is it, Donal. I suppose we were blessed, number one, that we had the venue that we had. The Tintawn Theatre is a fantastic theatre. I actually never thought, Donal, I'd get the opportunity to stand on the stage in the Tintawn Theatre, and I must say it was a fantastic arena. I think I was at Score there, I don't know how many years ago, just watching it, like Score na Nóga, I think it was at the time, like, you know. So that kind of brought an end, we'll say, to the Score na Báistí. Like you said, the Score Sinter has still to go on. So, I mean, it was, we had a new running of it this year, I suppose, Donal, the way it was categorised. Maybe you were lucky that your first introduction wasn't in Glenbeigh last year. Glenbeigh was a fantastic venue, but we had a marathon session there, so we kind of came up with a new way then of maybe putting the different imachtí into categories and presenting the trophies after each, and I think it went down very, very well. And the people, the most important people, we're here, I suppose, we're the people. I took over from Christy as cultural officer, as Gaelic officer there in the Kerry County Board, and we're here, I suppose, just to ensure that the events go ahead and that we and that we slot them into timetables and stuff like that. But to me, the most important people, apart from Suzanne here, obviously, the most important people are the people in the club who put the time into the young children, whether it's the quiz, whether it's the Kjolainer, whether it's the Rinke, and all the disciplines across Score. It's a GA activity, and we're very proud of the tradition, I suppose, here in Kerry, that we've had this All Ireland success over the years in all the different categories. And I think last year was the first year that we actually won a ballad group Glenfesk over in the INEC. They were absolutely outstanding. Spa obviously were the set dancing winners. But I mean, there's massive talent, like as you say, within the county. It starts off with Score na Báistí. The idea then is to build it up to Score na Nóg. We had a brilliant night over in Milltown Castlemaine there. Suzanne was towards the end of, I think, the first weekend of Friday night in the first early February. Absolutely blown away by the talent was there. And then the Score Sinter, and our Score Sinter winners now from the last night. Score Sinter has fallen back, there's no denying that, and I think COVID probably had a big input into that as well. So we'll be asking clubs out there, and my own place behind Kiri here, I'll have to ask anybody tag Aishtet O'Kiri here, Tashen Omdiv, Rodegan Dean, if we score, Agus Tosnu, Imun Ibra, Satlis, Gomeg, Club in the O'Kiri, around Fartak, on Satoki. West Kerry has fallen back. In my youth, I remember fantastic nights entertainment back in the Hillgrove, Score nights in the Hillgrove Hotel, in the Lisbole, John L. O'Sullivan Hall and all that, and that has all unfortunately fallen down in the West Kerry area. I think Suzanne, every other district was well represented. Yeah. So before I forget something, Donal, our secretary here, Suzanne, has been at it for years and she does Trojan work, and all the district officers as well. My job is easy, I just come in at the top, I learn from Christy, like, you know, how to maybe just to float around and just to do the things. So I mean, look, there are many people. I won't even start mentioning district officers, Donal, and club officers, because there's fantastic work being done. And my thing is just ask Gaeilge, go to Father Boone, Iad, that they will keep up the work into the future. And Suzanne has the inside story as regards, she deals with the secretarial side of it. Yeah. That is the most difficult side.
Suzanne, the secretary of anything is complicated. The amount of work that goes on, no matter what club you're in, what community service you're in. But when you're dealing countywide as a secretary, obviously, he's putting in his poor speak for West Kerry. He got his apology in first ahead of being blamed or anything, which is fair enough. But it is a county, and it works on the county district model as well, where you compete at that level and get to that level, and then you move on to the next level. The amount of work from volunteers involved, who we might never see at a football match, goes into this is huge.
It does, completely, yeah. It starts at I'm actually very involved in my own club doing scoring as well, and it starts there with all the teachers, the volunteers. But score has gone to a different level now to what it was back when I competed in score. It's gone, I won't say professional, but more, there's more, definitely a lot more work going into it now. There's hours and hours of practice going in halls all over the county, and it's as good as every district. Tomás did say West Kerry, but every other district in the county really is putting their shoulder to the wheel, and they're coming up in leaps and bounds. Like the county final we had over in the Teen Town was a testament. Like, we had in some competitions, some categories, there was 8 participants. Like, that's just phenomenal, and it was a very high standard across all levels. Like, score Sheen, sure, yeah, it's gone down a good bit, but hopefully that'll come back again.
That's probably a cyclical thing anyway, you know, it comes and it goes.
It does,
and then I suppose if you think about it, like, a lot of people are coming through the score in Oak. I mean, you can hang on to them when they move on to score Sheen, sure, and hang on to them as well.
And we'll have to look, maybe we've spoken to Crow Park about maybe letting maybe some of the score in Oak people participate in score Sheen, sure, if you could bring up two. To
is there an actual age group there, or is there,
yeah, it's under 17 is score in Oak.
Okay.
Score in Bosch is primary school, but the primary school kids can participate in Scorn and Og, and then Scorn Sheenshire is over 17, but in the dancing competitions, 2 people from their last year can dance up in the dancing competitions. Mm-hmm. But we will be hoping that if we speak to Crow Park, they might look at letting people compete up in all categories. You know, it might be the difference between putting a Leroux on stage or a Ballard group on stage, mm-hmm, and not for a club. Like,
absolutely, and it's keeping people involved as well.
Absolutely,
I mean,
you know, it's the culture side.
One or two people?
It's the culture side of RGA, and it's very, very important to keep it alive and well.
And it's probably more important than winning the medal, really. It's, as you said, it's the culture and keeping it going. To keep it going, obviously, final question to you, Ben on tea.
Yeah,
really?
Something.
Microphone? We'll do Terrace Talk now next week.
I'm not sure about that now. The culture and me get on very well, but maybe not Terrace Talk now. Maybe not Donal.
We can only trust South Kerry people, don't we? From south to north, it was a double act. Obviously, we spent nearly 14 hours of a day doing it. You had to keep on stage. It was a fantastic event, PJ. Obviously, a lot of North Kerry winners on your own doorstep as well, which was fantastic.
Yeah, there was actually a fantastic event, and I suppose lovely to have it in North Kerry. It has been absent from North Kerry, I suppose, the county final especially, for a large number of years, and it was great to see it back and great to see the Teen Town being used. But yeah, as you said, it was a very long day, but definitely the feedback from it has been very positive with regard to breaking up the day and the restructuring of it from that point of view. And a very successful day for North Kerry as well, as you'll hear later on the show. There was 3 winners from Le Sol Limits, and they also claimed the overall club on the day. So,
nice. And not a bad shoulder put into anyone.
certainly not. But it was a great day for them. And look, even at North Kerry, we had a good North Kerry district final even prior to that, where a lot of the clubs
talk
in North Kerry.
Talk to me about how important the district finals are. Obviously, we're talking about the county finals, but I mean, competing to get out of that. I was at the East Kerry one myself, and I mean, that was fairly frenetic as well. I mean, I know how many sits and rink of horns and the whole lot. So talk to me about even to get out of North Kerry.
Yeah, sure. I suppose, look, there is great competition amongst the clubs themselves, and I suppose that goes back down to the grassroots, be it the score officers in the clubs that are doing the work on the ground and are putting the groups together, the mentors and the teachers. And it has got very competitive over the last number of years. As Suzanne said, everyone is really, it's almost gone professional now at this stage. Like, and there's been a lot of work put into it over the course of a couple of months, and then their first day out is the district final, and that's probably normally about a month before the county final. And they'd progress on from there then this year straight to county final. Mm-hmm. So it's they're very young too, I suppose, and a lot, especially as Corner Party, it's their first day on stage, and it's a great experience for them. Like. Yeah.
And some of them are massively, there's no nerves. I mean, they just bounce in, you know, hit the music, off you go, sing, dance, the whole lot, which is absolutely fantastic to see. Christy, you've been at it for, God almighty, how many years have you been at it?
Oh, since the year the score was formed, 1969, I've been either a competitor or backstage or somewhere involved.
Yeah.
Non-stop,
when, when you look back now from when it started in 69, and obviously, I suppose, over the course of different years, because I remember when I was a little bit smaller, it was a big thing, and then it disappeared for a while, then it became a big thing again. It's lovely to see it back again in Foylmore and all these places, and competing as well, Drenard and the neighbours, down the neighbours with the Marys. But what's it like now? When you look at it now, where does it stand now? Obviously, we say the senior side is a bit weak at the moment. I mean, that'll come again. But sitting back the last day in the Teen Town, did you take a moment and say, God, this is amazing where it's gone?
It's only when you're at the venue and when you're a spectator and you see the talent that's on stage, 'tis then you realise how talented all those young people are. And unfortunately, a lot of the honorary club members don't see that, or they don't realise that. Mm-hmm. But it is a very, very high standard.
Yeah.
Has grown over the years as well.
Yeah, and it's a huge point actually, because a lot of clubs will put it on Facebook and they'll all get the likes and the whole lot. But they'd probably appreciate maybe people going and watching them a bit more and supporting them that way.
You see, club life has become very busy and is more organised for the field activity. And in recent years, the attention to the on-stage activity has dropped off a bit. But if they only realised the benefits of the talent of their club members going on stage, you know, they're representing their club, they're showing off that talent, and you're also doing a favour to those people who go on stage, because they're developing their own confidence, character development. And, you know, they're benefiting enormously from going on stage. And again, it's a GA activity, and those competitors are representing their clubs. It's the very same as if they were on the pitch.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that we'd like to see clubs, you know, take on board going forward.
Yeah, absolutely. And plus the Terrace Talk this evening is we're going to let a couple of these play live on air for the first time as well. So if the clubs didn't hear them at home, they'll certainly hear them this evening. And of course, we have to start in North Kerry. We have two North Kerry people out there. They were the first people in there this evening, Mary Walsh and Conor Cox. And after a break, we'll chat to them.
Terrace Talk on Radio Kerry, brought to you in association with Meadowlands Hotel Tralee, where being local means coming home.
Now we're talking all things Scorn, Scorn of Boshdi in particular, and of course we decided we'd move up to North Kerry, because the first two people through the door this evening about 4 o'clock, they must have no work above in North Kerry, was Mary Walsh and Conor Cox, and both of them are 12, both of them represent the Listowel Club. I'll do all the talking for you guys, don't you worry, but you'll have to do a small bit of talking. Mary, you're very welcome.
Thanks.
How are you?
Good.
What age are you?
12.
What school do you go to? Good stuff. And you brought Conor along as well? Conor,
yeah.
I don't give no information away anyway. Conor, what age are you?
12.
12 as well. Good stuff. And you're Listowel?
I am.
And you just have to tell me you're the biggest farmer in Listowel.
We are.
Yeah, fair play. Well, you're modest anyway about it. Good stuff. And that's important. Mary, you competed a couple of weeks ago in Teen Town. What happened?
I got first.
Good stuff. And was there many in the competition?
There was like...
I think it was six or seven, was there?
Yeah.
Was there eight? Oh my God. And they were from all other parts of Kerry. And of course, both of you qualified as North Kerry winners, okay, when you came through your little group. How was that like, Conor, winning the North Kerry one?
Surprising.
That's always a good thing to have a surprise, yeah. And then, of course, you get the news that you have to go down the road to Teen Town on a busy Saturday.
That was good news.
That was good. You didn't have far to travel, had you?
No, sure, on Neil in the Stall.
God almighty. Wait till the poor Renard Crow come in a while. They're about 4 hours to get there. And you were just in the stall. So you just arrived in, parked the car, up on stage, and clicked first prize and out the gate. That sounded good. Mary, what did you do?
Just went in, played, and we heard some others, and then we went home after the first section.
Did you have a big celebration when you went home?
A bit, yeah.
Oh my God, did you get cake or chips?
Chips.
Chips. Chips are also a good surprise. What was yourself? You had no time. You had to go back to work, had you?
No, we took our milk to cows. We were too busy.
Oh, my God. And you told me you had about 600,000 cows, had you?
89.
It's a very exact number, isn't it, 89?
Isn't it?
It's not.
We're very
nine.
Precise farmers.
Yeah, good stuff. Well, at least there's none missing from you anyway. Come here, Mary. What did you play?
I played a reel.
Would you play us a reel, would you?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Get the box open there. Conor will help you if you need any help. So this is Mary Walsh representing Listowel, and she was the winner, of course, of Ceol Aonair. In your own time, Mary. Thank you. plate you, Mary Walsh, eh? And smiling all through it. Does that take a lot of practice?
Yeah.
When did you start playing?
Like 5 or 6.
Oh, sweet God. And who gave you the box?
My mom bought me my first one, and then we just got the second one.
Oh my God, you have two of them?
3, yeah. This is my third one.
Jesus, you're flying through them. Faster than football boots.
Yeah.
Huh? Do you enjoy playing it?
Yeah.
It's kind of cool, isn't it? Do you hang out now with all the cool kids at school and say, come over here and play the box here in the corner? Huh?
Yeah.
It's absolutely cool. Come here, hand it over there to Connor and he'll play it now next. Connor doesn't play it, does he?
No, I don't play.
No. But you do something far more special as well, and it's another unique. You're the Scaleachd, of course. You tell a bit of an old story.
I do.
Yeah. Will you tell me a bit of a story?
Right. I'd like to tell you a story about the Tayman. A chairman put up one night with a man and his wife in a one-roomed house in which there was only one bed. You had a lot of those houses at that time, thatched huts built by their farmers for their workers. They cared about the comfort of their servant. The chairman put his pony in the boarded shed outside. Indeed, he wouldn't have stayed in such a poke of a place at all, only that the night was stormy and he couldn't get his usual lodgings. Before they went to bed, the woman of the house took up a freshly baked cake of bread. Oh, the aroma that was from it! And put it standing that way, a wheel with 4 spokes and the ledge of the dresser. Well, the tayman's teeth, they were swimming inside of his mouth for a bite of that cake. And the wife, noticing the hungry look in his face, was about to break off a piece for him. No, said the husband, you'll ruin the cake if we break it while it's hot. Can't he wait until morning like the rest of us? They went to bed, the wife next to wall, the husband next to her, and the chairman on the outside. God knows in that the bed was narrow enough too, so they had to lie spoonways, and when one had turned, they'd all have to turn. In the course of the night, when the husband had occasion to go out, which was often, he did a little frequency that runs in families. He made the wife go with him. He was slow to let her with the tayman, and indeed she complained bitterly about having to go out into the yard, the breeze going through her, and as she said herself, moreover, when she didn't have the occasion to. In the end, she kicked off against going out, and the husband, still nervous of leaving her alone with the tayman, lifted up the cradle with the child in it and put it in between him in the bed and went out. When he came in after shedding a tear for Parnell, he lifted back up the cradle and put it in the floor. The busy night he had. Around 6 in the morning, the storm got so bad it began to rip the boards off the shed, and the husband in his excitement to go out and tie down the shed forgot all about the tayman. When he was gone, the wife turned to the tayman and said, now is your chance. He got up and ate the cake.
Oh, no way. He took the cake?
He did.
Jesus, lads. Do you like cake?
It's a grand. I'd rather bread.
It's okay. Would you rather bread? White or brown?
Brown.
Yeah, brown is nice, isn't it?
And
loads of butter.
Yeah, loads of butter. Cover it in butter, then.
Oh, God, I'm with you. I'd say two of us would get on perfectly well sometime. Come here to me. Do you do a lot of training for that?
You kind of only have to remember it and it'd float you up and down a device.
Is it easy for you to remember it?
No.
Alright, so you have to do a bit of practice.
Bit of practice then.
How much is a bit of practice? A few hours? A couple of days? God knows it's an awful long time.
More like a couple of weeks.
Oh, sweet God. That's an awful long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If we said it 4 or 5 times a night, it'd come to.
Yeah. I don't know. I'd say you're the county champion. I'm happy out in Terrastock, I'd say. Yeah. You could do this job, though, I'd say.
If we had the country music like Dermot, we wouldn't be bad.
Oh, sweet Jesus almighty, I thought I had a fan. Dermot beats me again. And of course, Mary Conroy will be in soon. She'll have you signed up for the Teen Town. Listen, guys, congratulations, Mary Walsh, Connor Cox. Mary is all shy. You'll be signing autographs now, Mary, outside, will you?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're mad for autographs outside. There's pretty the South Kerry crowd, look. See how many of them are there? About 900,000 of them. And they had no place to go on a bank holiday Monday night. Okay, so you go out, sign the autographs. After a break, we have a quick phone call to Murrish Fintan back in Dingle. And then we'll catch up with the Reynard Club and the Nagail Club after the break.
Terrace Talk on Radio Kerry. Brought to you in association with Meadowlands Hotel Tralee. Where being local means coming home.
Just a quick report. An accident at Farn 4 emergency services even are at the scene, and the traffic is slow. Just to slow down there when you're travelling through Farn 4. Now, Next Wednesday, the West Kerry community will remember Dennis Finton, a five-time Olympic medal winner. And I'd like to have Maurice Finton on the line to tell us a quick scale about it. Maurice, this Dennis Finton, obviously, I presume the lineage comes back to yourself, but five-time Olympic medal winner. How come we haven't heard a lot about him?
Yeah, sure. We didn't hear much about him either, up to maybe about 30 years ago, you know. I'd say, like, had happened in America back 100 years ago, like, stayed in America, or, you know, there wasn't much talk at all about him until, I don't know, somebody from Castavine rang me back about 25 years ago. He was doing research on forgotten Olympians, and he had come across this Dennis Finton, and we knew he was there, all right, and there was a big family in there. So we did a bit of research into it, and sure, lo and behold, what he had won was incredible, like, you know. He won three gold medals and a bronze medal in Antwerp in 1920. You know, this is shooting for the U.S. Army. That was his claim to fame. And in Paris, again in 1924, he added a fifth medal of bronze to his collection. So we were saying that, you know, it's 100 years and it's Paris again this year. So we decided, as a small little Christie put together here of Sheba Soloing, the post office in Countraw, Caroline Boland of Dingle Tourism, Paul Finton, of course, and my own, and myself, we decided we'd get a bench, a granite bench, and unveil it in his memory. And that's happening next Wednesday in Ventry village, right opposite the post office in Ventry.
Fantastic. And anybody can drop in on the day and watch it. And of course, a bench is always handy to sit on as well.
Big Kieran Mila Fawcett, River Stahena, and Dara Kaneda will be our MC for the day. And sure, we couldn't get better than Dara.
Absolutely. You know? Top class. Listen, Maurice, thanks very much for the quick phone call this evening. We're in the middle of an old concert here. And sure, you might listen for the rest of us as well. We've gone to North Kerry. We're heading back down now to South Kerry. We'll have a bit of music and we'll catch up during the year as well, and we'll catch up a bit more about Dennis Finton as well. That's Maurice Finton. Many thanks for taking the quick phone call. And of course, next Wednesday, launching a five-time Olympic medal winner. It's amazing. And of course, Maurice is right, I suppose. There's an awful lot of people gone to America that we don't tell the story of, so it's fantastic to remember it as well. And we'll talk a bit more about it now. Talk a bit more about Renard, Siobhan Casey, Sharon Sheehan joins me, the score officers of Renard. Siobhan, Cade Mila Fall.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Sorry, and poor Sharon in the back in the corner. That's where we're at. Come here. Renard has a great history in score, hasn't it?
Well, they have a very good history. They're very good for taking part.
Mm-hmm. What's the success? I mean, success, we win, we don't win. But Renard always compete. Renard always show up, and Renard are always playing the music and the song.
I suppose they have the drive. And if they get a little bit of encouragement,
yeah,
from their parents, score officers, from down through the years, they've got it from everyone,
yeah,
and they'll keep at it.
And a lot of work goes in as well, a lot of training. I mean, obviously people talk about training to running laps around the field, but obviously when you've got your nice hall, your nice club, or maybe you don't have a clubhouse at all, you have to, I suppose, put in time and hours and nights to get to this level.
Well, they have to put in an awful lot of time. They have to put in a good few weeks, I'd say, from last September they've put in, and these girls, they're in both ballet and dancing, and they're in a lot of different categories.
Mm-hmm. I was at it. I was watching it. You, like, there was five up on stage, and next thing there was three, and you were swapping guitars, and somebody was doing a bit of a reading and the whole lot. So you're a real team, are you?
Yeah.
Who have we? We've Kiana. Whew, that was the hardest one. Michaela.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Ruby. Well done, Ruby.
Tierna.
Okay, God. The old GH caught me. And Faye.
Yeah.
Thank God. Faye is the easiest name of the lot of you anyway, okay? You're very welcome to Terrace Talk. Fair play to you. I'll start with Faye, because she's got the big guitar and, you know, she's too hard. It must have been really exciting winning, was it?
Yeah, it was very exciting. To win as a team and everything.
Yeah. And it is a team sport, isn't it? Because you need all five of you to show up every night to sing the ballad and play a bit of music.
Yeah.
How much practice goes in, Faye?
A lot of practice.
What's a lot in South Kerry terms? Every night, every Thursday night?
Well, as a team, we normally do it once a week.
Okay, very important.
And at home, we practice ourselves.
Tierna, do you do a lot of practice at home?
Yeah.
How much practice is a lot of practice?
A lot.
Oh my God. Do you be sitting outside the port singing and playing yourself and everybody, or are you sent out to do it yourself?
Well, you just say? At home I normally go up to my room because the rest of them will give out to me.
Oh my God. They don't appreciate the music, huh? Every house. How about you, Ruby?
Yeah.
Are you mad singing there in the corner and they say stay quiet, or they say turn it up?
Turn it up,
that's it. Fair play. Michaela, I mean, the trip to Ballybunion, obviously, I mean, it's not down the road. How long did it take you?
About an hour and a half, maybe.
My God. Had you a couple of stops along the way?
Yeah.
Good stuff. And how about the big celebrations on the way home? And, of course, you're wearing the Iver Athletic Club jersey. You're a runner as well, are you?
Yeah.
Good stuff. Kinda, do you football?
Yes.
And athletics?
Yeah.
My God. And you double jobbed as well, because you were in a different competition to the rest of them as well, were you? What was the other competition you were in?
The recitation.
Yeah, that's hard, isn't it? God, did you see the Conor Cox in here? Was he doing that too? Yeah. To give him a belt of a shoulder on the way out? Yeah. He was lucky to win it, was he? Right, good stuff. Come here, girls. Have you got 2 or 3 minutes of a bit of a song?
We do.
Good stuff. Good girl, Faye, good stuff. Yeah, here's one we practiced earlier, okay? So we'll do about maybe 2 or 3 minutes, okay? What's the name of it?
Only Our Rivers Run Free.
Oh, lovely song. And you see Mary Conroy's inside there. Mary, give us a wave. See that woman there, look? She's very important. She likes all those type of songs. You can hang around till after 8 o'clock and you can play away with her as well.
We could.
We could, yeah, absolutely. Faye could take your job, Mary. Yeah. We could both get out of here on a Monday night. Right, on your own time, Sophie. Fantastic, wasn't it? All the mothers are outside fainting and taking selfies. Yeah, of themselves, hopefully.
Come here, the mothers. The mothers took the front row that day. They were nearly as excited as the kids. Huh? Is there a lot of pressure when all your mothers are watching at the one time?
Not really.
Not really. They're very supportive.
Very supportive. Did your mother make you write that down and say that, did she?
No.
Yeah.
No.
She's very supportive. I'd say I worked with your mother at St. Fixco 1,000 years ago. Does she still like fast cars?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, same mother, so. Hazel Griffin, of course. And of course, your mother's from, she's not from South Kerry at all, is she?
No.
Oh, God, we won't tell the rest of the county where she's from. Come here, was it great when you went home, Kiana, and you got the news and you were like county champions?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
Renard, county champions, better than everybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're very shy county champions. Ruby, did you tell all your ancestors you were county champions? Huh? You didn't? You're still signing autographs, I suppose. Listen, girls, the very best of luck. It was absolutely delighted to have you. Fantastic. You must be the quietest county champions in history. I suppose I won't ask Sharon a question. So she ran away, did she? You leave Sharon out there, will we? Siobhan, I mean, when a club can produce kids this brilliant, I mean, that's a sign of the community, surely, is it?
Well, of course it is, yeah. I mean, they're practicing since last September. The first thing they came across was our own South Kerry District Final, and we had we won 6 out of the 10 categories, which was a great achievement. They won overall club, the Mike Hart overall club on the day. So it was that was a great achievement for them.
6 out of 10. Jeez, the rest of South Kerry better start practicing, huh? Can't be giving Renard the best club every year.
It's very good for them, for their, you know, being on the stage, their presence on the stage and the whole lot.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic. Do you have fun though, most importantly?
Yeah.
What's the funnest bit of it, Ruby?
Going up on the stage and singing.
Really? I thought I had a terrified person, no? Mikhail, are you afraid going up the stage?
Not really.
You kind of get over it, do you?
Yeah.
Is it easier to go up on stage with all your friends?
Yeah.
Oh, good stuff. And then you leave Kiana up on stage on her own. That must be hard, was it?
Not really.
Not really?
I do a lot in community games, so I'm kind of used to it.
Oh, very good. Good stuff. Siobhan, we...
Yeah, I'd just like to thank their teachers, Rebecca Gallivan, Marion Cunayan and Veronica Lynch for all the help that they have given the kids this year.
Fair play. Couldn't have said any better. Sharon, it was a pleasure to converse with you on Terrace Talk, yeah? Most silent guest ever, huh? But I'd say she does a great work, yeah, behind the scenes.
She does, in fairness to her, yeah, she does. Yeah,
absolutely.
They all do. And the parents do a lot of work as well.
Fair play. You might come back to me in a year's time, will you?
We will.
Might sing a different song and you might bring back a bigger cup, maybe. How would you know? Huh? Good stuff. Listen, it was great to have you. The very best of luck and continue the fantastic great work. And well done to your parents as well. We'll take a break.
Terrace Talk on Radio Kerry, brought to you in association with Meadowlands Hotel Tralee, where being local means coming home.
Now, you're very welcome back to Terrace Talk, of course, and we have, I suppose it's a bit of a score special. What we're doing is we're looking back at the year that was Kerry Score and Kerry Score and Abashji as well, and we're looking at the clubs and we're looking at some of the winners, and we're delighted to have some of the performances on this evening. But now we're going to concentrate maybe at the other end of it as well, and our next guests are the Na Gael Club. We have Mary Kirk, we have Tomás back as well.
Margaret
Doody. Yeah, absolutely. I knew that. I don't know. I said, got Margaret and my third guest anyway, don't worry about it. And we're going to talk about maybe what score means to a club. And of course, Na Gael are, I suppose, at a football level, they're the senior club. They've had a lot of success over the last number of years. They went on a trip to the All-Ireland as well. And I suppose we're going to talk about maybe how score fits into that as well, because it brings a different wellness to the club as well and a bigness to the club. Mary Quirk, I mean, when did you get involved in score? How did you get dragged in, first of all, I suppose? Was there something?
I was literally dragged about 19 years ago to sing with the ballad group, and that went down like a lead balloon. No, I enjoyed it. I must say I enjoyed it, but we had kind of good success at that time. We're over a quarter of a century now, Na Gael, as a club involved in score, and we're one of the most vibrant Tralee towns with an involvement in score. But I kind of transitioned then into the novelty act, and I did one or two stints on stage with that, but my forte is not on stage, it's behind the scenes. So after that I took up writing, so I write all the scripts for the novelty acts for both Na Páistí, Scór na nOg and Scór Sin Saoir. So
okay. You write good funerals.
I write good, very good funerals, yeah. The coffin is a regular prop, I'm afraid.
I'm sure there's something coming back out of it anyway.
No.
It's a plus. Mary Doody, similar enough into it, how did you get 19?
Yeah, I was co-opted into the adult drama I suppose probably 18 years ago, and I then, my own kids were involved at that stage, and I then started working with Mary. So Mary writes and I kind of do everything else, and yeah, I'm her right hand person.
No, Margaret does everything else.
Yeah. So we kind of work together on the drama.
So you're the production team, really.
Exactly, yeah. And then we also, we kind of, you know, we try and encourage, you know, we had a ballet group this year for Scorn and Poshty. So we kind of are encouraging other aspects of Score as well within the club. We try to anyway.
And of course, that's decided. I mean, there's 10 different events in Score. I mean, or there's 8 or 10 different events. So, I mean, some people are good at the music. Some people can tell a tale better than most people. And I suppose the other side of it is you go from Score and a Boshy to Score and an Oak to Score Senior. So you could be there for life doing it. Like, and it is a passion. Since you started doing it in the club and maybe going from first gear into second and maybe even third gear, what has been the take within the club? I mean, obviously, you're a huge supportive club, Mary, but I mean, do people kind of jump in and say, God, I'd love to do that next year, Mary, will you look at me? Or do you still have to kind of go fishing?
You have to go fishing, and I suppose with the drama, we've been lucky, because some years we would have kids maybe that come in at 9 or 10 and then would come all the way up with us to Scorn and Oak, kind of under 17, and that's brilliant. That's happened a couple of times. I think, you know, in general now people are so busy that it's kind of hard sometimes to encourage them, but in general, once kids get involved, parents are very enthusiastic. They see what it does for kids, because it actually is a brilliant thing for confidence. You know, we've had children that really couldn't put two words together on stage, and then in a few years, you see them completely blossomed, you know? So it's a great thing, really.
It's great for confidence and self-esteem and interpersonal skills. You're learning a whole new set of skills.
And it's a different sort of, I suppose we call it a sport or an event or competition it is. I mean, and there is that teamwork as well, which is very important. And then obviously if you're in the novelty act, there's the timing, and there's, I suppose, the right tone at the right time and tell the right joke at the right time. Do you find that difficult to teach kids, or kids just mop that up?
Kids are like sponges, especially if you get them if you get the younger kids, as Margaret said, from Scorn and Oak, or Scorn and Oak, or Scorn and Poshty into Scorn and Oak, they actually become so familiar. So they know we work very well as a team, and they know us, and they know what we, you know, what to expect and how to work with us. And you'd be very surprised if you get a couple of new children in, the other children, you can't do it like that. No. This is the way we do it, and we have to be off stage within 10 minutes, and we have to be out and talking to the mic. So, like, there's a lot of discipline attached to it too, and there's a lot of culture. I mean, you're learning a lot of, you know, the pieces would be maybe historical based or would kind of bring in elements of Irish culture, so they're learning a whole new skill set, really, you know.
Yeah, and to go from there to win the county score or win club of the year, or, you know, I mean, it's a huge badge of honour to win any county championship and the whole lot. Does that give you kind of extra good seats in All Ireland, you know, when you go back to the club now?
No. Short answer. I suppose when you have a record, it does build. Like, it's no more than the football or the hurling or anything else. You know, if a club has a good reputation, people are happy to get involved. We've reached 4 All Ireland finals within Score over the years. The most recent in 2018, 2019, with our own novelty act with Scorn and Oak. My own 2 daughters were on it. You know, I've 4 kids. The 4 of them, from 30 down to 18, have been involved in Score. You know, it's. I had one girl did recitation for a good few years. I used to be absolutely a bag of nerves on the side of the stage. She got out there. She did what she did. I could never do it. But, like, to be able to do that and have the confidence to do that, and knowing that there's a club behind you supporting you, is huge.
Mm-hmm. And Mary, when you see the Na Gael representative go out on stage and do what you trained back in your club, and all of a sudden it's lights, camera, action, and they delivered absolutely fantastic. I mean, is there a sense of kind of pride? Is there a sense of that's a gold medal, that's first? And then do you see the other ones come up behind them and say, God, she's good too, or we're better than that? I mean, do you become very competitive in that moment?
Well, you're always on the lookout for new talent, and there's a huge sense of achievement. Yeah, there is, and kind of pride in what we do.
Can you remember your first winner?
Our first winner? Well, when I was involved in that drama, no, I don't know how many years ago it is, but it's a long time, we won the county final that year.
I think that was 2006. I'm trying to compile records and just go back.
I think it was maybe 2006. So,
go back to then, we'll say, before you got to the four All-Ireland finals, the first one, the first moment of being, the Gael have arrived, we're now mixing with the North Kerry crowd and the South Kerry crowd and the West Kerry crowd when they come back tomorrow, whatever it is. But now we're there, now it's our moment. I mean, what kind of achievement is there? Do you feel like, yeah, you know, we've reached the top of the mountain here?
Well, we do love to win the counties and stuff. We'd love to win in Ireland.
Sure, we're all competitive. We all want to win.
We've been very successful at Scorn na Páistí. We have. Yeah. We come away with some kind of an accolade. The Scorn na Óg, we've been very successful over the years between the Ballet Group. The dancing, we've never mastered. We kind of leave that.
He's curious.
I don't know what. Yeah, definitely. We've given up the ghost, I think.
Tomás, that's an interesting thing. Is that kind of cultural then? I mean, we're talking about dancing, East Kerry there, the recitation that the North Kerry gang seem to have it down to a T, the singing South Kerry at the moment. Has the county kind of split up in a way that certain parts are maybe better at the moment or have a better different culture maybe?
But I think Margaret and Mary put their finger in it there, that they started off with their sketches, and what they have done then over that quarter of a century or whatever, they've created a culture within the club, and that's what has happened. You take spa, sit dancing, glimfesque, singing music and that, you know, that I suppose people who have a grow for a certain aspects of score, they be promoting within their thing, they aspire to high standards, and then the new people coming in have to get up to that standard. So you just create a culture and you know, they go on then and they seek success at All-Ireland level. And like, I mean, I just come back to score, Sheen today, and we said, you know, while the number of people participating in it this year was low, the standard was absolutely, you know, off the Richter scale, really. So I just like, on behalf of Chris to score, Kiri, to wish all the participants going forward now to Munster semi-finals on Saturday next up in Palace Ginry, I think, is it? Palace Green, all the best of luck, and, you know, and they have acquitted themselves well in the past, and we hope that they will do that. But come back to your question, it's tradition that you create. I mean, what the girls are doing down in Renard now, that young group, like, you'd be hoping those competitors will score an Óg, and then that they'll encourage maybe others within the club to come in at score Sheenshire. And, you know, that's what I would, you know, look out and say, that any person within the club, and there's anybody can put in a quiz team, you can get an individual singer, and then you can develop into group singers and just start and create the tradition within your club. And I think the Gael, in fairness, have been to the forefront there. They were brilliant during Seacht na Gaeilge. They brought the score into Seacht na Gaeilge. They had great, three fantastic Friday nights up in the clubhouse there of tradition, culture, crack, August Coro, and that's the big thing. I think I'd say, Mary, that you get that a good buy-in from the whole club.
We
members.
Do. Well, you have it's. I suppose the other side of it, no more than team managers on the field. If you have good coaches and if you have good support system within the club itself, it does help. So unless there's adults there to coach the kids, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So what Tomás is saying is dead right. You know, maybe we haven't mastered the dancing because we haven't had the right person yet. I don't know. But like, we've been very successful.
They're
canvassing today tonight for dancers, is it? Unofficially. Come here, Mary Judy Quirk. I mean, there must be an amount of people you can thank or need to thank within the club as well, or is it just the two Marys?
No, it's not just us. Well, I suppose, look, we have a kind of a small but enthusiastic group, don't we?
Yeah.
And we get a lot of support from the, you know, the executive committee. I suppose Cathal O'Connor would be one person that we could. Mm. Helen Shukru,
yeah. Yeah. No, again, Cath's daughter, Kate Ann, came on board this year.
Yes.
To do the Scorn na Páistí. Yeah. So it's those people who have possibly trained or have been participants in their younger years are happy to give back now, but we're just kind of reaching that age now, so we're hoping to kind of.
And it's not a big give back either. It's about a couple of nights, a bit of training, a bit of fun, a bit of.
It depends on the discipline too. Like, I suppose the Novelty Act is you've eight kids. It's a 10-minute piece. You know, it's there's a good bit of rehearsals involved. Yeah, there would be.
I know all about it. I have a son involved in it. Don't worry. Yeah, every Thursday night, blowing Kilcoman, they train us hard, and they're making the props and the whole lot, and get dressed up and don't get dressed up, and the time come after. Stage. Yeah, I'm a professional. I know exactly 100%. I've lived that, which is great too, because again, your own kid gets involved and they kind of lead you in this pet, you know, that, God, I was a scorer when I was 12 and we won the quiz 1 year. Filemore were smart people back there, but Rathmore beat us in the county final. That was the end of it. But you're there for a while and then you disappear. But I think you follow your kids down these kind of rabbit holes, and while you're there, you should enjoy it.
That's very important, Donal, you know, and to have the parents involved in that, and that's what keeps it going. And in the end of the day, the people in the club, and you know, as enthusiastic as you might be within a club, whatever you're promoting, the parents have to the buy-in from the parents. Donal, you mentioned the quiz there, I think, I know we're running late, that I would, you know, wish the best of luck to the Churchill Knocknahoglisha, who'll be representing us at Score Sheenshire in the quiz again this year, and to thank Mary Jo and Christy Killeen for setting the questions last Friday night. Brilliant night above in Mitchell's as well.
Tomás, fair play, final word on it. Thanks to two Mary's from the Gael. Renard, fair play to you. We also had Suzanne, we had Christy, we had PJ, not JP obviously, and of course we had Mary, and we had Connor Cox, who's probably gone home now to milk his 89 cows, very specific 89 cows. Up next, it actually is Talk Sus, and I wonder will she be as good as me tonight with the old Irish music. I had it live in studio tonight, but Mary's back. Big thanks to Keane on sound, and a huge thanks as well to Ivan this evening. Terrace Talk, 3 hours of Terrace Talk this evening, and of course a big well done to Kerry FC as well, getting their fifth draw on the trot. We'll do it all again next week.